him last evening. He was talking about like he was saying that whatever it, you know, there is also you know, strength, you know, as well as glow and like a medicinal qualities. And all kind of juices, you know. And kind of that. Like, and the thing is, like, you know, juice is not in the form of juice, you know, kind of. Like, another thing is, like, as well as medicines are not in the form of medicines, you know, like. And also, you know, strength is not in the form of strength, like. That, you know, if I say unengaged seeing, you know, what will that mean actually?
Like,
unengaged seeing. You know? Mm-hmm. Like unengaged,
like seeing everything but not stopping on anything.
Yeah, like, you know, it's a like in this, like, say, in unengaged seeing, like, engaged seeing means all other possibilities are stopped, kind of like.
Yeah.
And unengaged means all possibilities lie, as well as unengaged might, no, like, engaged might, all other possibilities stopped, but unengaged, all other parts will still open. So in that way, like, you know, everything is there, but kind of like unengaged, you know, so that
not limited.
Yeah, like, so that any possibility is possible, like, you know, kind of like anything possible to happen. Something like that.
I still don't really understand the strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the strength is like very difficult to understand, because strength is always felt engaged, you know, like kind of like the, say, like confidence, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like if you use confidence, like when you feel confident, you know, it's not strength,
no.
But it's strength.
Yeah.
So, something like that. Yeah.
Does it have something to do with the strength to be vulnerable as well?
Strength to be.
What would normally be seen as a weakness? You know, it's normally seen to be a weakness to be sort of seen to be crying or seen to be vulnerable about something or wanting to be open and open up your emotions or something like this or your feelings.
Yeah.
The
like
strength would be to close them off and put them to one side and not deal with them.
Not
is this
No, strength will be like, you know, alarming them.
Yeah. So this would normally be classed as like not very strong. Yeah. This would normally be classed as like something weak.
Not very.
Is this what he means by like a strength that's not a strength? Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like a strength?
Yeah.
And what, a glow, what would a glow be then? What would
like be kind of like, you know, seeing, but without engaged glow, you know, like the.
So a normal glow would be a glow from happiness because you've got something that makes you happy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore you're tied in that, but this is something that's not tied, yeah?
Yeah.
That is just, and what was the other one, sorry?
Like the medicinal quality.
Why would that look then? A medicine, normally you take a medicine and make you feel.
Yeah, but it's not like just the kind of the qualities are there, not in the form of medicine.
I don't understand this one, but that's okay.
Like healing, right?
Yeah, healing, yeah.
So it's like a natural medicine then, what you already have, and on the path as you open up, you naturally heal yourself.
Then aham vaiswa naro bhutva praniram dehmasrita prana pan samayukta pacham annam chatur vidham. And he's saying, like in a vital form, you know, the like to connect to this, what he described, like, you know, he's saying, like, probably you know, first one has to connect to vitality, and then only you know, this connection will happen, like through only vitality, you know, not through like basically what he is trying to say, that this connection cannot be found mentally, you know, like the mental way, it's like the vital way only this connection could be found. And vitality means like the connecting to easily one can feel connection to, like, you know, this digestive system, and then through that to vitality, kind of like it's somehow like describing the connections, you know, like which, how can we make connection to, is like one way will be trying to connect to the digestive system, and through that to vitality, and through vitality to what he described. Like, you know, this could also be a way. सर्वस्य च अहम् हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत्तः स्मृतिर्ज्ञान मपोहनम् च वेदैश्च सर्वै हमेव वेद्यो वेदांत कृ वेद विदेव चाहम् Like then she trying to describe like how one can connect to to digestive system. You know, he's saying actually this will be the way of, like, through feelings, you know, like only through feeling, like, you know, this connection can be made. So again, like another, like feelings, you know, like is familiar to us. Maybe digestive system is not familiar to us. So that's why, like, he's trying to speak something familiar, and from there, you know, So saying, connecting to digestive system will be possible if we start connecting to our feeling, you know, that they kind of like, they will keep on deepening, and then maybe someday this connection to digestive system is found, and then deepening, and then connection to vitality is found, and then deepening, and then connection, like this connection what he described, could be found. And matta smritir jnan apohanam cha. And like and while deepening in feeling, like say kind of like, you know, I'm doing say morning walk, and morning walk means kind of like unengaged walk. I don't have any destination to really reach. So saying, when you are connecting to feeling, and if not making any destination, you know, like, because you're like really not knowing, you know, what you will be connected to, you know, because feeling realm is very less known. So saying, like, doing like that, you know, like allowing unknown to happen. So he's saying, like, you know, like walking, kind of walking that way, there could feel like a breeze, you know, from somewhere, like, you know, out of breeze means like some kind of like very, very subtle, you know. And they might like really listening to these breeze, you know, like, they might connect to Smriti. You know, Smriti means probably like memories, you know, not memories, you know, like kept in a very, not in form of memory. Like Smriti means like really connecting to individual life, to like kind of like, you know, in Buddhist language what we say, connecting to past lives. So saying like while you are walking in the realm of feeling, there might be like from some side, you know, like kind of like sense of breeze, and then through that one could connect to Smriti, to the memories which are not like kept in form of memory, who can kind of like lifetimes memories, we can say. Vedaischa sarvai ahamev vedyo. And so saying like, because it's like all the spiritual books, they really talk about connecting to subject, to like, you know, the whole spiritual path is somewhere to connect to subject. Not to object, like, no, it's not like objective knowledge, it's subjective knowledge. So this is like Krishna is saying, like, this is why it's possible that you really hear this breeze while you are connecting to, you know, this feeling realm. That means like the subjective, you know, like the kind of like the memories of individual, like, you know, something very subtle in your life. And Vedant Krit Ved Videv Chaham. And saying like what is spoken in the Vedas, in the like spiritual books, is really about the subject, like about who you are, about what is like what is your real, you know, form. So saying like actually somehow through the feeling way, one could get connected to Smriti, to very, very individual life memories, we can say. Dva imo purusho loke char akshar evacha चरा सर्वाणि भूतानि कूटस्थो अक्षर उच्यते. Anything like, because we as body there will be like the material side, as well as very, very subtle side, and really both connecting, like the material side, as well as the subtle side connecting, and that's how we are. So certainly looking for subtle realm in us, we will find that. Because it's not that it's something which we are not. Like what we will find, it's what we are. But because of our connection to grass, we generally don't look for the subtle. And so he's saying, like, actually what will come, you know, these smritis, like he said, is not that, like, that was not there, you know. He's saying, like, because somehow, like, we are grass as well as very subtle. So when we act towards subtle side, you know, certainly those will come. And that doesn't mean that we are not that, you know. We are also like that, as well as the body.
So the smirches are something more subtle. Smirches are more subtle,
yeah,
and
more
so we're
subtle.
Not aware of them.
Yeah, yeah, we are not aware.
At the time, and
yeah.
Through making this connection,
yeah,
they become
familiar, like, yeah, more familiar.
And then how is that useful?
Because then, like, you walk towards, like, as you said, through that, through feeling, you know, you can reach to digestive system. Because, you know, that will be more subtle than the smriti. And then through that, the vitality, you know, is like more
so
subtle.
So it's something to pass through,
yeah.
What's the difference, Ajahn, between the digestive system and the vitality in, like, feeling tall?
In the?
Feeling tall. How would you know that you've gone from, like, the digestive system into vitality?
You know, I think, you know, there is no way before, because it's, like, really very, very experiential, you know, and maybe, like, in the beginning, you know, it's not sure that you will know, but, like, somehow this knowledge will come.
I was just wondering if it was something to do with that sort of tickling feeling that people have been on about. tickling in the belly, because that's not part of the digestive system, nor is this something completely different?
That is, you know, like that is still in the realm of feeling, you know, the tickling.
Okay, so that would be part of the digestive and not vitality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to pass through the smriti, right? And this is so that preference.
That.
So that all preference is let go of, right?
Yeah.
This is what the purpose of going through.
Going through, smriti. Because then, yeah, like.
Because then you see the root of.
Then you see, like, you know, kind of like, what is the subtle side of me, you know, like connecting to the very, very subtle side.
Mm-hmm. If it's not a feeling, how do you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a feeling, how do you feel it?
You know, somehow.
Somehow there's some recognition.
Yeah, some kind of like recognition, you know. Uttama purushah anyah paramatme udaharta yo lok Trayam avishya vibharti be Iswara. And nothing like somebody who can walk through like all these realms and could recognize like what cannot be decayed, you know, like where there is no rule of decay applied. So saying like that person is, you know, like what he's trying to say, then that person has performed what supposed to perform, like what you supposed to do, you have done. And Paramatme it udaharta. And what will be recognized is also many, many places said as supreme, as like, so saying like going through these steps when recognition happens to that which doesn't decay, you know, there is no decay happening. So saying, also the same thing, it's also referred many places as supreme, as like. Yasmat aksharam atito aham aksharadapi chottama atosmi loke vede cha prathita purushottama. somebody who like recognize like where there is no decay, you know, this achar. So Krishna is saying like chottama, like that becomes beyond good, better, best, you know, like, you know, this again, this word uttam, like, kind of, becomes beyond this, and also, like, people in the world, as well as scriptures also describe, so means also describe that it's like a beyond good, better, best thing, like it goes like beyond. Yo mamev sammuho janati purushottamam sa sarva vit bhajat bhajat mam sarva bhaven bharat. And he's saying like, Arjun, actually, like arriving to this uttam, you know, arriving to beyond good, better, best, like this, there will be no... Like generally, like we could feel that, because generally like we live from comparing, you know, generally our life is comparing. So probably Arjun, you know, like because Arjun, you know, so far has not arrived there, so probably, you know, the thoughts in his mind would have come that, you know, like, those are beyond, and then all others are like insects. And this is why Krishna is speaking. And he's saying, like, Arjun, actually, arriving there, like, this comparing also drops. So, like, kind of like a, only stages are seen, stages, not something else, you know, like the stage, this is stage of, you know, like this is stage of this. So saying like, from there, actually what person sees is like different stages of, not like from the compare, like what we see from comparing, not that. So saying like, actually, Arjun, you know, like, you know, this will not be right what you are thinking now, you know, kind of like, all others will not be kind of insects, you know, like only. So saying like, from there, when seeing happens, you know, it's seen only stages, you know. Stages is like good or not. Not like a...
Like an evolution.
Yeah. Whatever, you know, evolution or what, you know, kind of like some, you know, this, like you are saying this because, you know, there is like this, you know, this is stage, so like everything will be accepted, you know, in other words, you know, not in a way, when we kind of compare, then it's like things, some things are accepted, some things are not. And here, like, in this stage, like, everything is accepted because it's seen as a kind of, like, process.
Continue.
Continue. Yeah. Able to finish. Only one left. Iti guhyatamam sastra midam uktam mayanag etat buddhva buddhi manas kritikritas bharat. Krishna is saying, like, you know, this is the, like, this is what I spoke about, the subtlest area of the life. And also, scriptures speak about it. And like a like another thing he's saying, like, you know, like when Krishna is saying, like, when I spoke, there was like when I speak and you hear, to Arjuna he's saying, actually, you will be tasting kind of like that I'm like discerning, you know, I'm only advocating, you know, the Supreme. Like he's saying, like, actually, Arjun, you know, like when I spoke, I'm sure, and I also feel like kind of Krishna is saying, like, I also feel that this is how I can do, you know, it's like somehow there is no way out. So when I spoke, it felt like I'm advocating only that. But he's saying, like, that is not true, you know. Like, I'm equally acknowledging everything. But when I speak, you really cannot taste that, you know. Kind of like, I try to be, like, sideless, you know, but is not possible in the words. Like, this is what Krishna is saying. Like, when I have to speak, I cannot be sideless, you know, although I am sideless, but in speech that cannot happen. So saying, etat buddhva, and now, like, what he is asking, you know. So now, I'm sure, like, you know, what Krishna is saying, like, you know, I'm sure that you had taken a side, you know, certainly, like, because of my influence. So saying, like, etat buddhva, you know, now is your, like, kind of like it. Now is your, like, you really have to see, so that this is not a side, so that you are not taking a side. Because, like, if I say, like, anything. Like if I take side, I will just accidentally move this side, not really. And if I'm not taking side, then I will stay as long as move has not come to move me. And this is like the point he's making to Arjun, you know, saying, actually Arjun is not like a taking side, you know, that suddenly you can jump off, you know, and go other side. So now it's like, what is wise is really to kind of like sit, you know, and allow move to move you. Not from your life, because like Krishna is saying, like, you know, this will be a wrong move if you suddenly move. So saying like, you know, now it's like really Buddha. Buddha means like now really you have to sit so that move can move you. And buddhimanasya krit kritasya bharat. And if that can happen, he's saying like that will be the most intelligent like move. And really, that way you will fulfill what you're supposed to fulfill. Like, you know, if I move suddenly, Krishna is saying, no, I will not fulfill. If I allow move to happen, then like the what I supposed to be, I will become. So saying like, you know, this is not the way. That suddenly you, like this cannot be understood suddenly, you know. Like this has to be, you know, given time, and like one day suddenly mood will be moving you, kind of. So, this is the end of chapter 15, so maybe we can stop here.